Welcome back. It's been a while. Been busy figuring shit out. Welcome back to the nightcap. Talking so slow because it feels like I got a sneeze coming out. There it is. There it is, people. Oh, it's good to be back. Stay tuned for some more episodes. Here's a word from the sponsor. People, what's today? The fucking 28th of May, 2019. Another day. Some exciting shit going on. First off, let's talk this wrestling shit. Yeah, listen. I had not been a wrestling fan for... shit, since I was a teenager. No, since before that. Yeah, I guess teenage years was when I stopped watching wrestling. Like, I lost interest in it. And in my head, I say I lost interest in it because the wrestling had gotten corny. I don't think that's the reality. Excuse me. I think that's just what I like to think now that I'm an adult. But I think I just stopped watching because people around me weren't really into it. Like, I went to Fresh Air Fun, and them kids, they didn't really watch wrestling. When I did watch wrestling, it was mainly with my uncles. And they used to call me Bobo Brazil and body slam me on my grandmother's couches that were covered in plastic. So if it was, like, a hot day or I was sweaty, when you get up, your skin is, like, ripped from the plastic. But that was fun. Anyway, I'm back into it. The thought of wanting to toughen my kids up had me watching it. And when I started watching it before my kids watched it again, which was a couple years ago, I realized there was no more Attitude Era. And I was happy and sad at the same time. Happy because I could sit with my kids and watch it without the worry of titties and too much blood and borderline curse words to influence them in a negative way. And I was sad because I really missed titties and blood and borderline curse words. So this weekend was Double or Nothing, AEW's pay-per-view. And when WWE, which used to be WWF. Why did they change that? Did they change their name because of the World Wildlife Foundation? Somebody email me and tell me. It's torchupnyc@gmail.com. Anyway, when WWE won the Monday Night Wars with WCW, which I really wasn't even into wrestling at that time, WWE became the standard. They became what, you know, the only option for, you know, they were easily accessible. And then when you had, you know, through that, we have the inception of the WWE Network and WWE Universe. And now they have a website and a subscription service where you can watch all the old legendary fucking Macho Man and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Ivan Putski and Roddy Piper and all of this shit that I used to love. But that was it. It was like the market was cornered, and they always were smaller leagues, but they weren't on TV. If you weren't in the town, you couldn't go. You didn't even know it was happening. It just didn't matter. Like, it didn't matter in the spectrum of the entire fucking wrestling world. It just didn't matter. And, you know, so knowing about New Japan Pro and Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling and all of these things, which were cool, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really watching wrestling at the time. But even looking back and seeing some of the stuff now, it just wasn't living up to the WWE. Not as far as characters are concerned. Not as far as storylines are concerned. But to me, what seemed to be the most important after watching this Double or Nothing thing is that nobody could live up to the production value. they just had so much fucking money behind them. Like, yo, they've turned their fucking the corner posts into TV screens. Like, it's on the ring. So hearing that AEW had this guy Tony Khan, who's like the owner of the Jaguars, Jacksonville Jaguars, with his pops, and they own a bunch of teams and companies and shit like that. That shit raised my eyebrows, because I was like, wait a minute. So they got all this money behind them. It might be good. The question is they, are they going to know what to do with all the money? So then I looked up the guy Tony Khan. And he's the biggest fucking wrestling fan there is. He watches everything. He knows about everything. He has his goal. It's weird because I hear him talk about wrestling the way I would talk about hip hop. And I appreciate that. I was like, it's a passionate motherfucker. Like, you know. Anyway, so I gave it a gander. And I tell you what. They're not only giving WWE a run for their money. That one show was better than any fucking WWE pay-per-view that I've watched in the past couple years. And that's not taking nothing away. WWE had tons of moments. They're still having moments. That Brock party shit that's going on is fucking funny. Brian Killers with the 24/7 title, funny. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. My wife called me and fucked up my podcast. Anyway, going back to it, the AEW pay-per-view was fucking incredible. It was from beginning to end. And initially, I didn't watch it all the way through. I just watched the fights I wanted to see. But then I sat with my kids and watched most of it. Listen, I'm a dad. I'm a husband. I'm a cartoonist. That takes up a lot of my time. So there's still certain fights that I haven't watched that I've been hearing rave reviews about. But everything that I seen was fucking incredible. And then, you know, I'm heavy into people and humans and learning how the brain works and learning opinions and just learning what makes people tick. And I watched the StarCast interview with Dustin Rhodes, FKA Goldust, after the next day, the following day. And for those that didn't know, Dustin finally fought his brother in a fucking dream match, Cody Rhodes, who I think there's like 17 years between them, same father. Their father's Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. But it was kind of nostalgic because I was a Dusty fan back in the day. Anyway, that fight was fucking amazing. It had to be one of the bloodiest, most dramatic, most emotional, it was just a great fucking match from beginning to end. It was awesome. Like, it was, for those who haven't watched wrestling in many years because it got corny, or haven't watched it for whatever reason, you just grew up, you watch that fight, you're gonna be back into wrestling. If you see that and you're like, yo, this is how this shit is, I'm watching it. The drama in it. And then knowing, you know, at the end of the day, this is theater of violence. You know what I'm saying? We know that the outcomes are predetermined, right? But these guys are fucking actors. They're athletes. They get cut open. They get, like, they really get fucking beat up. Like, they really get beat the fuck up. And at one point in the match, which I guess was planned, a middle turnbuckle was peeled off. Dustin goes flying into it, bumps his head. But then Cody's wife, Brandi Rhodes, comes with a cane. And the cane has a wolf head on it. It's like a metal wolf head. And cracks Dustin in the head. And he said that that's what split him open. The blood was literally squirting out of his head for the rest of the fight. For the following 20 minutes. Like, squirt, like pouring. To the point where my son was eating chips and he lost his appetite, and my other son was like, this is too much for me, Dad. It was amazing. Like, it was great. And I'm one of those guys. Like, I will probably be the dude in fucking ancient Rome wanting to see the motherfucker fight the lion and shit. Like, I'm, and I know it's not good, but I'm that dude. Like, I watch car accidents, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that guy. You know, faces of death and all of that shit. And I've seen a lot of crazy shit in my life, too, so it just adds into that. I think, you know, in my brain, that line's been crossed. So when it's just a human thing. Like, it's the aggressiveness, what is the word I'm looking for? It's just the primal rage that's inside of us that, you know, you hear about some people that freak out with the sight of blood. I'm sure there's many more that get excited with it. Anyway, that shit was incredible. But that wasn't the whole show wasn't just blood and gore. Like, the Kenny Omega Chris Jericho fight, which I thought was good. It was really good. First time I watched a full Kenny Omega fight. The dude is dope. Like, he's awesome. And Chris Jericho is Chris Jericho. He's great. That was great. And the climax of it. The climax, end of the fight. Pay-per-view is about to end. Chris Jericho's talking shit to the crowd. And out the crowd comes fucking Dean Ambrose, now known again as Jon Moxley. And I tell you what, I hated Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose, I think his character sucked. It was corny. He was made to be an idiot. But I did something yesterday. I went online because Jon Moxley, like I was reading things, and even when the video came out, Jon Moxley's back. So obviously Dean Ambrose came from somewhere. Again, I didn't follow wrestling for many years, so I looked up Jon Moxley highlights. This dude was a deathmatch dude. Like, he was like Mick Foley, like barbed wire ropes and tacks and staple guns and glass. And like, he was that dude. He was an extreme performer. What the fuck did he... Why did they bring him into WWE if the Attitude Era was over? So anyway, I hated Dean Ambrose, but for whatever reason, When Jon Moxley started walking down the crowd and I heard the pop of the crowd when you know that they put his face up on the big screen walking down, I instantly liked him. I was like, all right. And then he rolls in the ring like a, you know, like Dean Ambrose would, but just like this look on his face, and he's just loosening up, and you see him, you know, acting like he can't hear what Chris Jericho's saying, and Chris Jericho's saying, "What are you doing here?" And Jon Moxley's looking at him with his hand on his ear and confused, like, "What's that? What are you saying?" And DDTs him. And then kicks the ref and DDTs him. And fucking broken nose, fallen angel motherfucker. What the fuck is his name? Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega gets up. He's about to DDT him. Kenny Omega pushes him out the ring, and they land on a table that had already been broken. And then he throws him in the crowd. And then you can see that the crowd is so much closer at these events than WWE. And there's only two security guards, but the crowd is not even getting involved. He throws him on top of a fucking poker chip, DDTs him, and then tosses him off of the poker chip, where it had to be like 10 feet in the air, onto seemingly the ground, which obviously after you see the way it cracked, it was set up. It was a stage, but it was fucking dramatic. And right then and there, and maybe I'm in the honeymoon stage of watching AEW, right then and there, I thought, oh, shit. WWE, they better step their game up. I tell you what, everybody said it, it's cliche, competition is good. Vince is no idiot, right? They say he micromanages and blah, blah, blah. But you got Triple H there, who I'm sure is a great fucking brain. I think WWE is about to do some craziness. And the comedy in WWE is great. I love it. I love the comedy. I love the funny stuff. I love all of that. But we need more fighting. There's two things that I realized. We need more dope fucking wrestling matches. And this is me speaking as a fan. I don't know shit about the technical side of wrestling. But that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see more dope fighting in WWE. Like, Ricochet is dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some of these guys, Ali, Aleister Black, Baron Corbin. There's some of these guys that are just great. But what I've also noticed is what I'd like to see, and I'm not saying it's necessary, I'd like to see more big guys in AEW. I want to see some big dudes, some seven-footers, some massive, you know, size guys. Everybody seems kind of small and average size, which is cool. But I don't know. I like the spectacle of massiveness. So yeah, that's where it's at. But I'm back. So stay tuned.